Hello and welcome to the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News. I am Emma, and today we are going to talk about a new development in sustainable manufacturing. Guess what? We have received some exciting news from Silatech.
Oh, I see. So what is it about?
Silatech has been awarded £2,070,000 from the ATI programme to develop this new project called Digital Liquid Metal Manufacturing. The total project cost is £3,040,000.
Wow, that is a significant investment. What exactly does this project involve?
It involves working with partners like Cranfield University, Alloyed Limited, and the University of Sheffield. The goal is to create ultra-high-quality aluminium components with better performance and manufacturing repeatability than current technologies.
Right, so what is the challenge here?
Well, aluminium shape casting is not widely used in aerospace, because of concerns about consistency and mechanical performance. This project aims to improve the mechanical properties of post-consumer aluminium to reduce weight and increase the service life of each casting.
Oh, I see. So it is about making recycled aluminium better for aerospace applications.
Exactly. And this new process will also help drive aluminium circularity, which is in line with net zero sustainability targets.
That is so cool. What does Charlie Brees, the managing director of Silatech, have to say about this?
He mentioned that there are technical challenges, but also the need to change the aerospace industry's perception of cast components. Having industry leaders like Rolls-Royce and GKN Aerospace on the advisory panel will help with that.
Right, and what are the expected outcomes of this three-year project?
The project promises to bring new IP and manufacturing benefits to the UK aerospace, foundry, and aluminium recycling industries. It will also safeguard jobs and create new manufacturing jobs in Ryedale.
That is quite a big claim, right?
Yes, but given the partners involved and the funding, I think it is a realistic goal.
Well, it is definitely an exciting step forward for sustainable manufacturing in the aerospace industry.
Absolutely, and that is all for today's episode. Thank you for joining us on the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News.
Until next time, stay informed and keep flying high.